You are listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. There is not yet a call for mandatory water restrictions from California Governor Jerry Brown, despite a second consecutive year of emergency drought aid. But the governor did suggest tougher measures might eventually be necessary.
We have to up our game to be more efficient. And if the drought continues, we're going to have to be incredibly innovative to be able to keep our current lifestyle going.
The emergency drought legislation announced by Brown and both parties' legislative leaders Thursday contains $1 billion-plus for water recycling, water quality, and flood protection projects. The governor's office says the state has only spent a little more than half of last year's $870 million in emergency drought aid. Assemblymember Cacho Ashagian of San Luis Obispo says Republicans were not part of the process initially, but are now, and he likes what he's seen, and says at this point, the drought is not an issue of party preference.
It's not in a Republican district or a Democratic district. It's the people that count, and those who suffer from water drought, we need to pay attention and be in their backyards as soon as possible. And with this money, we can do a lot to help them out.
Ashagian says he believes mandatory rationing should be instituted on a local level, not dictated statewide. Assemblymember Das Williams of Carpinteria is throwing his support behind the plan and says the drought package will help expedite Proposition 1 bond funding approved by voters in November. He made it clear the package won't solve the drought, but it will provide critical emergency services and will jumpstart big projects. Randall White, KCBX News.